like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see.
I have a question for all of you Bible scholars out there. What is faith? Now, I want one of you Bible scholars to either quote it or turn to Hebrews. What is that? The 11th chapter, the first. I see Jan reaching over and pulling out and opening up. All right, Jan, you're on. What is faith? I used to have a lot of things memorized, Jan.
Yeah, I know.
I got the right answer, bro.
Yeah.
I know. I've been practicing. Right. I've been watching the Saints play.
Oh, okay. That's faith.
And you got to realize, you know, they got banners that have the word faith on it, and next to that it says belief.
Belief. There you go.
So you have
belief.
To believe.
Belief. All right, Jan. Let's go to Hebrews 11. First verse. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. Back in Bible college, you went there as one of the verses you had to memorize. And all through my upbringing through church, and I would hear them spout this out. Evidence of things unseen. Things not seen but hoped for. And today what I want to share with you just for a few minutes is what I believe is Jesus' definition of faith. In the book of St. Matthew, in the 8th chapter, in the 8th verse, it reads, "The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof." Now let me prep this before I continue on. Jesus had entered into the town, and a centurion, which is nothing more than a military officer of the day, he came to Jesus because he had a servant. It states that my servant is lying at home. He is paralyzed. He is dreadfully tormented. And this military officer went to Jesus, asking him to heal him. And Jesus made a response. It says, "I will come and heal him." That's what Jesus said. But this centurion stopped him, and this is what the centurion said. "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come unto my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I am a man also under authority, having soldiers under me. And if I say to this one, go, he goes, and to another, come, he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, "Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel." And the verses end a little further down. "Then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour." Heavenly Father, a special blessing under the reading of your word. Open our minds and hearts for just a few minutes to receive the truth that you would have for us. In Jesus' precious name, all God's people said, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanksgiving is a wonderful time of year. It seems like all the colors that have been hidden on the trees through all the summer, everything is out. I know I love to go up, bless you, I love to go up and spend time up in the hills there, not only with family, but just to be in the beauty and to just relish all the good things that God has done. It's a time of year when we start to reflect back on all the wonderful things. And trust me, folks, we've had quite an interesting year here at Mount Calvary. We've had times within this church that have just absolutely thrilled me. We've had times within this church that have brought tears. We've had times within this church where I have spoken and preached to fellas and different ones that aren't here today. Bless you. And through it all, God has still been on the throne and He's still loving us. What is faith? This is a story where that military gentleman, and he came, and we don't know all the particulars. When you read a story like this, there's so many things that you can wonder about. The gentleman that he was asked to be healed had to be important to him. He had to be someone of great value to this individual. And he went asking Jesus, and Jesus says, I will go and heal. But he says, no, all you need to do is say the word. Just say the word. There are things within this life that you should hold on to tightly. I started reading a book, and there's a little passage that I'm going to share with you. It's one that when I read it, it just kind of really got my attention. This little paragraph that the writer wrote, it says, you're not alone. It says, but we live today in fear. We live today in despair. The suicide rate in America has increased 24% since 1999. 24%. There are folks here under the sound of my voice, classmates that have taken their own life. And I know that this time more than any, it just seems like you know somebody that chose to orchestrate their own death. The writer says, if there was disease and we saw such a spike in this disease, we would deem it an epidemic. It says, how do we explain this increase in suicides? The writer says, we have never been more educated. We have tools of technology that our parents could never even have dreamed of. I came to appreciate that a lot more in the last few days because this is a cell phone. It has nothing to do with the person holding it. It's called a smartphone. Nothing to do with the person holding it. And this phone, only until you are around a teenager, you realize what this thing can do. Because time after time, it was, oh no, Uncle, let me show you how to do this. Let me show you how to do that. No, this is what you can do over here, and this is what you can do with that. Folks, we live in a time where the technology is such that our parents, grandparents, could not even have dreamed of it. The writer says we are saturated with entertainment and recreation. And it's true. How many channels are on your TV now? Nobody knows. I agree with you. I have no idea. It begins, and I think I have the infinity package. I don't know what you have. But I got channels that I will never even look at, you know, and it just goes on, and then it goes on, and it goes on, and on. Bob, how many did you start with on your television? Oh, good. Who many had three? There you go. Okay, like that, you know. Wow. We are saturated with entertainment. There are channels about everything you could possibly want to know about out there and celebrate all these wonderful things. Yet, more people are deciding to end it all. How can this be? Is what the writer states. And he states that among the answers must be this. People are dying for a lack of hope. A lack of hope. You know, this world we live in can be awful cruel. And so many times society, it kind of breaks it down to birth and so many decades you live and then the hearse. And if you think that's all there is, I can understand why people are lacking hope. But I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ came into this world not to condemn, but to save it. To give us that gift of eternal life. Just think of it. Hunter, when I said you spent a little time with me, and he said amen. Folks, we are built to live through eternity. We are built in His image. We are built to share the wonderful things of God forever. I know it can be tough. I know that situations come up. But I'm here to tell you today that, and you might as well just prepare yourself, because we're going to be talking about the promises of God in the next few weeks. We're going to be talking about what God laid out in His Word. You know, I'm feeling kind of fearful today. I'm a little unsure. Well, turn to Judges 6:12. The Lord is with you. That's one of His promises. This world, it feels sometimes a little out of control. Well, turn to Romans 8:28. All things work for the good, for the good, for the good. I see dark clouds on the horizon. I'm a little afraid. Wait a minute. What did Jesus tell me? Yeah, it's back over in John, 16th chapter. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome this world. The people that are under the sound of my voice, the people who are able to handle a lot of difficulty and a lot of questions, a lot of issues that came up this year that they never thought they would ever have to deal with, especially not this year. They're only here because of the grace of God. They're only here because they have placed their faith. And this is what I like the most of all. Jesus, when talking about this military guy, it says that in Hebrews, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. But Jesus says, faith is the deeply held belief that God will simply keep His promises. When God said it, it's done. Last week, I told you a little about a procedure I had. I was chastised by some for sharing with you such a personal item. Jennifer, I know you're sharing with Tom over there. But I'll tell you why I had that procedure. My brother, I don't know who's commenting over like that, but anyway, my brother, his illness began with colon cancer. That's where his illness began. Some years ago, and it's been, I just turned 50 and a phone call came and he said, got some news for you. And he told about it. And he says, but now, he says, I've already got your Christmas present. He says, because of my prognosis with this colon cancer, you got to go see the doctor You've got to go have a colonoscopy. He says, that's my Christmas present to you. And he laughed on the phone. And that's been 11 or 12 years ago. So in the back of my mind, you have certain things that kind of weigh upon you. So I went to the doctor. I had this procedure done. And folks, let me tell you, when I woke up, and that nurse came out to me, and the first thing she said, everything is perfectly clear. Amen. And she said something that was kind of humorous. She said, and I promise you won't have to come see us for another 10 years. She said, I promise you don't have to go through this for another 10 years. That promise put me on cloud nine. When somebody makes a promise to something that you can hold on to. When God says in His Word and He makes promises that you can just grab a hold to and just plant them within your life. When that promise is made, that's what gives you strength. That's what allows you to kind of lift your countenance up and say, I know there are difficulties. I know there are things that are challenging. But I know what God's Word says about me, and as Buddy would say, about you, and you, and you, and you, every one of you, because you all are yous. I thank God for His promises. I believe that God has brought us here for a reason. God has allowed all these different pieces to kind of form together. And God, what He's given us here, I don't think we should take it lightly. There's a freedom within this church that I've never felt before. There's a freedom that comes from people who are willing to take God's Word, to apply it within their life, to pray one for another, to lift up each other's burdens. And when somebody is going through the challenge and they're in the middle of the valley, each one of us should be there with a hand to help lift him up. Amen. Amen. It's been a joy to stand in front of you for this many years. Saw somebody last week on Sunday, and after we sang, and it was so good to see people and folks I hadn't seen. And the first word they say is not how you're doing. They don't say how you're feeling. They don't say anything about the songs we sung. They don't say anything about that. The first thing they say to me, they go, how did your hair get to be so white? That's the first thing they say when they haven't seen me in a while. Somebody said, you must be coloring it. Folks, enjoy what God has given us and be thankful for each and every one of His promises. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in Your house. God, You've allowed us to just open Your Word, to start to look into some of these promises. And God, I ask now that You'll simply challenge this congregation to be open in mind and heart, to hear about Your wonderful promises, more that we can stand upon with boldness, proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Now, Heavenly Father, give us safe traveling mercies as we each go our separate way. And God, we thank You for allowing us to be here to share Your love in this house today. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said amen. Have I forgotten anything? I hope not. Stand to your feet if you're able. I'm so glad.